Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We're on the Mayoral Trail this morning. We just interviewed Mayor Vilals. Now it's time for Stephanie for Charlotte. Stephanie's running for the mayor of Charlotte, and today we get to talk to her. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is very exciting for me to be with you because I listen to your show now, and I remember listening to you back in 95.1 and some Ace and TJ love. So this is exciting for me.
Wow. They did put us on the map, didn't they?
Yes.
When it comes to being mayor, I'm so glad we have female candidates. Nothing against the men, but let's see women perform. So your platform is safe streets, safe homes, safe schools, and you're doing it in a holistic way. So let's start with streets because we got to get out of the house, although some of us are still in the house. When it comes to our streets, are they really safe?
You know, unfortunately, the answer to that question is no. And the data has just come out confirming what we all anecdotally know, just being on the streets. We had 6 murders in the past 6 days, and it's just terrible. So we keep excelling at that, unfortunately, instead of excelling at bringing violence down, which is something that I believe I can help with through a holistic plan. If people in the community make mistakes, we need to understand that they can go to diversion. They can go to other programs. But if people are consistently committing violent crimes, repeat offenders, they need to be told that as a community, we will not stand for this violence and we will support them, you know, no longer being in our community via the maximum, you know, abilities the law can do. And I intend to, you know, publicly support our current DA in anything that would be needed for that and lobby Raleigh for additional prosecutors if that's needed, which we know it is. So that's more the very detailed message of what do we do? Because there are different types of, you know, people that we need to support and help holistically. And in addition, after school programs, it's not something that people really think about. But if you look at the data, evidence-based after school programs have consistently brought down violence. And I have worked with that in Philadelphia, which unfortunately is known to be the murder capital of the United States. It's terrible, but there is an ecosystem that will bring that violence down. And we're seeing those trends coming down. So I want to bring that here. I want to champion that so that our communities can be safe.
Mm-hmm. And after school programs, it's so important because we have to work as adults.
I mean, it's something so important. And as a mayor in Charlotte, we actually have a lot of leeway with councils to address after school programs specifically. And something else is, you know, we as a city are growing and growing, and violence and other issues need to be addressed around our smaller municipalities. We need to come together with some sort of cohesive response. So I want to create an intergovernmental committee that sits in Charlotte that will liaise with the smaller municipalities and the county. And that is within, you know, within the purview of mayor and council. And because right now we're not really communicating. So we've got our fire, our medic, and our police, and it's sort of hard to do a coordinated response regionally. That's something I really want to focus on.
If folks want to know more about Stephanie for Charlotte, just go to stephanieforcharlotte.com. She's joining us this morning as our new best friend. Homes. I was just listening to a program saying a lot of people are renting, but then they want to buy a home. It's so confusing. Do I buy? Do I rent? And how much money do I need?
We have seen unprecedented growth as a city as a result of many people coming down here during COVID, as a result that we are a vibrant banking and entertainment city and hospitality, which I would like to push farther. But we need to, you know, have common sense solutions to keep the characters of our neighborhoods and still allow triplexes and duplexes. So one of the things that I'm very wanting to spearhead is working with local developers, both institutional and the smaller developers, to really create a pathway for smaller real estate local developers to develop good housing. What happened is around 08, most of those people, you know, lost everything. The smaller developers are always hurt the most in an economic downturn. And then when you had COVID happen, the same thing happens. So now we're left with almost no smaller Charlotte-made developers. And the ones that are here really, really need help. And so I just want to get a forum, a public advocacy, trying to really, really promote them. Because if you have developers in the community, they're going to develop what's best for the community. You're not going to get somebody from outside the community coming in and saying what they think our city needs. They need to pair themselves and partner with the local community and companies already here. And so as mayor, I really want to make those partnerships.
Right. It sounds like you're the person who builds the bridge for folks to walk over, to have conversations and do things civilly. If you have stake in the community, you're going to care about the community.
It's also good business. You know, if you keep overbuilding or not building what the community needs, eventually the community, and that's what people are doing now with rising mortgage rates, are going to say, no, I'm not going to buy it. Or even I'm not going to rent here. I'm going to leave the city. We're going to see a reverse flight out of the city if we don't fix this issue.
So we're playing like you already won, right?
Oh, okay.
Stephanie from here.
Yeah.
What's going to be the first thing you do on the first day? Probably take a nap. I can imagine your schedule is back to back to back to back to back.
I'll share with some of the viewers that I recently had food poisoning because it's just going from one thing to another and you just don't have time and it's the summer. And if you eat that wrong thing, it's totally over for you.
Food poisoning has its own thing. So I'm glad you're so much better today.
But in terms of my first thing that I would do, I have a transition committee that I'm already talking to. I want to hit the ground running. Safety is number one. So I would, you know, I want to call a meeting with the people that we need to do in order to speak specifically to safety in the beginning, because we need to put a plan together within 3 to 6 months. You know, it cannot be 9 months of a working committee on safety. It needs to be, what can we get done in 90 days? You know, what can we do? I have ideas for that, obviously, but I need to get into the position and then be like, okay, great. What can we do in 60 days? And I know there is will with the people to get that done. And that is the mandate that I'm going to take from the people and get that done.
You're the new generation coming in and saying, you know, we got to stop doing things like we used to, because we've seen that doesn't work for everybody. So we want to do something that's good for the masses. So we got to get to know you a little more. What's your favorite thing to do? What's your hobby? What do you like to eat? What's in your kitchen?
What's in my kitchen? Wow. So I'm a pretty avid historian, both because of the family I was born into. And I believe that history, absolutely, you can seek in the past for things that are going on now. So I love reading historical biographies, but at the same time, I love, you know, rich fiction, but also pretty historical. Like J.K. Rowling, for example, a lot of people don't know that she was bringing in a lot of the history from the early 1930s and superimposing that into the Harry Potter series. So I like things that, you know, are deep and super fun.
Yes.
You don't know you're learning, but it's fun. And then in my kitchen, wow. So usually when I'm not running an insanely hours campaign, I'm running, I have some businesses that I also run. So I do usually take time to cook with my family. It's how we bond. My husband is currently a police officer of CMPD. So we try to just cook as a family. He is way better cook than me. Way better. I'm good, but he's like another level. The man knows spices, like he just does everything. He can cook, you know, Moroccan, Israeli. He just loves food, and it's something we're really passionate about. But what's in my kitchen right now is like 4 spices, some takeout food, and yeah, some things for a healthy smoothie drink. But I have an 8-year-old and she ate everything like for the past couple of days, you know. children eat you out of house and home.
Exactly.
And we're very blessed to be able to give her those things, like a good meal every day, because I know so many people are struggling. And, you know, even when we look at our bills, we're like, this is crazy. You know, how can we as people come together and fix this? So
I like it. I love those 60 and 90 day plans you have. Why not?
Why not, right? Go big or go home. I win the mayorship. I have to deliver. And if I don't deliver, there is this thing called the democratic process, and I will be voted out. But before that, you know, the people will really hold me accountable, as with you. The press is the co-guardians of our democracy.
Stephanie for Charlotte.com, go right there, because we've got to vote on Tuesday.
I know. It's exciting. Vote on Tuesday.
Vote on Tuesday. Well, you have been a delight. And don't forget, the microphone's yours whenever you need it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break, but guess what? We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show.